really now a matter of a day or two. We expect them to be out over the weekend.
Right.
After we get the list, we have to set up transportation, find the time, and... Sunday, I think. No later than Sunday.
Right.
Saturday, Sunday.
What if your advice then on the press? I think I should go around.
I think it's tomorrow would be the day that the Paris Conference signs its final document.
Maybe just as well to be questioned on this subject.
Yeah.
In other words, you know, everything must say for it, the way you handle it. Get them in.
How?
You know what I mean?
Richardson is really showing his true colors.
Is he?
Yeah, well, you know, he's basically a peacemaker, but...
Well, can I suggest that?
But
what I want the NSC meeting, I'd like to get the NSC meeting in a time, very frankly, just for a whole session. In other words, I would rather do that than to sometimes have them off on something that you and I may be working on privately. You get my point? I don't want to get them too involved in, you know, we can't tell them what our whole European strategy is.
What I think we ought to aim for with you.
Maybe we have a meeting, for example, in Latin America.
We must.
You get my point? Why not a meeting in Latin America?
We must.
Incidentally, we can have an NSC meeting for less than, not a long one. Let's make one could be just an hour. They need to touch the throne, that's it, these guys. And then, and now and then a subject could come up, and I'll be resolute. And I can ream them out a little. You know, and I can say, no, I want to do this. And Russia can sit there and hear it.
But we shouldn't have, we should, the next one should be unsolved, then the next one after that we can be ready for Europe.
What is it?
And then Latin America.
Okay.
I've got a study going on Europe, but it isn't ready yet for presentation to the NEC.
How have you come on your world before?
Middle of April.
But
I'm just now turning to it, Mr.
Don't.
And we've really, all my good people have been on these trips with me, but starting today, I've told them to do nothing else.
If we do it even in May, it's all right.
I have. One personnel question. Schultz is considering appointing an undersecretary, so it would be a number four man in his department, to handle international economics.
Yeah.
Now, he'd like to take Sonnenfeld from my staff.
No. You need.
Well, I don't know. I'd just as soon have him over there. Because if I keep him.
Well, you know, Sonnenfeld, I know, has a. Sonnenfeld, the times I said, I'm very, he just got damn smart. And
yes.
Roy Henry, you, there are very few intelligent people, smart people that are hard to line. And I would, if you, unless you've got another hard liner that is as smart as he is, Sonnenfeld's a
very smart. Smart, but I could bring Larry Eagleburg back here to take Sonnenfeld's place. And.
Oh, you do what you want. Sonnenfeld, though, should be kept in the government.
That's
he's an intellectual with brains.
And he's a hardliner.
With, I mean, with guts. That's what I mean, and hardline.
The trouble is,
don't put him out though, because of the, because you may be the, because of your personal differences.
No, there are no personal differences. On substance, I agree with him 100%.
Yeah, but I know he's hard to deal with.
The problem is, I'd have to make him a deputy to me.
Oh.
In order to keep him, I'd have to make him deputy assistant. He won't stay at this job. If I make him deputy, I may have a morale problem among my other people because of his abrasive personality.
Schultz, well, Schultz would be lucky to get him. How about getting him to something more important? In any place else where you could use him, where you ought to be in defense?
Well, Richardson won't take him in, I'd say.
Well, who the hell is he taking, I say? Anybody we want?
He's going after a guy that I wanted with international economics, Chuck Cooper.
Well, I gotta say, it's an important thing. I don't want any weak sister in there.
No, if Sonnenfeld could get ISA, that would be excellent.
Would
it? Yes.
You, but then you take Cooper. You've got Cooper. What
well,
do you want to do?
If
would you like Sonnenfeld in that job?
Sonnenfeld would be excellent in ISA.
And then does that mean he would still have the use of his brains and everything?
Right.
That's my point.
But I'd have the use of his brains also in Treasury.
I know, it's so different, though. It's so different.
Yeah.
You know, trading, they're getting bogged down in our international crap.
But he's best trade.
At least you've got to say for Schultz, he doesn't pick dummies, does he?
Oh, no, Schultz.
Simons. Of course, we pick Simons. He's great. Simons is going to be Treasury. Schultz, you know, he probably will want to step aside, I would suppose. I don't know that he does. Schultz is a valuable man, though, Henry.
Schultz has got the
toughness. He's basically as tough as Conway. But he has, and he isn't as good on the PPR side. But boy, in terms of tenacity and quietness and so forth,
and thoughtfulness. Schultz won't move on this. And also, what is impressed me about Europe is, you know, he gets invited to many of these same dinner parties I do. Never has he handed it to Georgetown. Never. Never tolerates a joke about you or a joke about the administration. He's always 100%. And Peters used to be susceptible to.
Well, you know, it's a shame to have to lose a fellow like Peterson, who's so good. But I think there's a little flaw in character there. I don't know. Dan is not a heavyweight. But
I must say, Mr. President, I was sorry you let Peterson go.
So was I.
But his behavior since you let him go indicated you were right. Was not the behavior of a mature man.
There's got to be awkward in the moon, practically, in the stupid ass. He wouldn't take it.
That
was a hell of a position.
And it isn't right. And it just isn't worthy of a man to go around making all these bitter comments that he did. I wanted to talk to you about this, Mr. President, because I've got to call them to tell them.
Go ahead. I'll come back. No, I just wanted to work for the comments just now. You know, the United States will be in just 48 hours, so now they've given.
Good.
So, fine. So, everyone, let me ask you a couple of questions. So, Henry called me at midnight last night when I finished the others. Well, the only part is wrong, as I was saying to Henry. Only you, Owen, and Henry and I know what remains on this map. How it really happened, though. Shit, it wasn't expected. It was the fact that we played this tough line. We didn't let Rogers go inside that goddamn continent. We sent and without bravado, rather than publicly, we privately whacked the message in there and had those fleet drop off, stop the withdrawals. That got to him. And we sent about 4 or 5 messages, if you don't know about it, in the middle of the night.
But
we have a
matter of fact,
the real story is, you should forget the future now. So that's how we avoided the Georgia crisis. We worked night after night. The state never had the slightest goddamn idea what we were doing there. And also, it's how we saved what's left of Pakistan. We had to move that carrier in there. Pakistan had been swallowed up. You know that?
Absolutely. And when we demanded that they give us a guarantee against attacking West Pakistan.
He's got to shoot him.
Yeah. The point that I made is it sure makes the stars in line yesterday afternoon look pretty goddamn silly, doesn't it? Where they said red stiff in their terms.
Was that there?
That was
the headline before Ron briefed.
Then they switched it.
You see, I called around about that. I tried to get you. You were in your meetings. I called around. I said, "What in the name of God is this?" And Ron said, "Oh, he said this came out before the thing." But I'm glad to get on a book. It was written by that son of a bitch and that AP bastard out there.
Arbuckle.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's Arbuckle. Arbuckle is always, and he's never been right.
They didn't hold the cards this week. They just couldn't win it this week.
Well, the reason I interrupted.
Let me ask you this. Yeah, go ahead. When
I'm sorry, I will be asked now for
comment. How we did it?
No.
Don't tell.
No. It's the. What's your reaction, Mr. President? Please.
Well, I wouldn't. Well, first, don't characterize my reaction. It's like, well, the president is elated. I don't want to see any mood stories. Just say, we are the. Don't gloat about it. Just say POW release without linkage, just as the agreement provides. There cannot be, you could say that, you might even say, one of the problems in reaching the final agreement was that we always insisted in the purchase negotiations, in the long negotiations, before we finally reached agreement, in no linkage. Correct? No linkage between the ceasefire resorts with any other, except to the withdrawal of American forces and the removal of mines. And no linkage to any other member.
It's not even linked to the removal of mines.
Well, the withdrawal of American forces. Now, therefore, and then we will, we are, and there can be no deviation whatever, not one iota of deviation from that provision of the agreement. That's what we were insisting upon. We believe that we obviously are pleased not only because of the fact that the POWs will be returning, but we're also pleased too because the other side is adhering to this agreement now once we brought it to their attention and firmly. How's that sound? No bullying or anything like that. The other thing is that what about the balance of the ceasefire? Have you lectured Mr. Chu and so forth? Gentlemen, how about going to discuss that? Do you think so?
Mr. Reddick, you said of the highest priority, you don't want to say the highest priority.
I don't want to indicate that we fought this war for our prisoners. See, that's why I've always said I never want you to say of the only priority is to get the prisoners back. One of the highest priorities. You can say one of the highest priorities.
Well, then the other discussion.
Yeah, that's good.
So you're not agreeing with this minute, are you?
No, but they wanted initial.
An initial reaction. We can give that.
Yeah, if you can perhaps avoid the very first sentence which gives the impression that we're pressing a few.
Oh,
I might just start with the highest priority.
Flat line to put out as an initial reaction would be to say, as the President has pointed out, that we think our interest in this matter was to bring the prisoners. They are coming home. You know, instead of
saying on that, put it that way, and that there can be no deviation, whatever, that the agreement clearly states that they should, and there can be no deviation, whatever, from that agreement.
Right.
And no linkage in any other matter.
That's for sure. Now, on Mrs. Mayor, most of what I've said, but here's the situation. Here's the situation. We had a major crisis with that. It didn't bother you. But we condemned Israel and the United Nations for the shootdown. And she says she's up for election this year, so here she comes over here while she's in this country.
Why did we do that?
Well, it was stupidity. Scali talked to the Israelis up there.
Yeah.
Sabine says their guy up there is very anti-American, and the more we embarrass and this belongs to a faction in Israel that's against Mrs. Mayer.
Oh.
So he didn't report it properly, so it didn't come to our attention today. Well, there are two issues. One is the negotiation, the other is the weapons. On the negotiation, she's prepared to tell you what they're willing to do on the interim agreement. She feels she cannot volunteer.
She definitely got around and saw it. New summary, your summary here, that this all says he's not going to